This is It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here on the Mighty 790 KFTO. And this guy is Scott Brewer of Brewer Agri Outdoors. You're familiar with him. You can hear them every weekend, every Saturday morning. Gone Outdoors with Brewer and Agri can be heard at 11 a.m. on KFGO. Scott Brewer, welcome back to KFGO Radio.
It's a treat being on It Takes Two. Normally, I don't get to talk at the noon hour.
I know. Well, it's fun to have you on. You're part of our Foodie Friday segment, and that is brought to you by Prime Cut Meats, your locally owned meat market at 2434 South University Drive. We're going to talk some fishing recipes because you guys are good at catching them. You're also good at cooking them.
Well, I don't know about the good at catching them part. Once in a while, we're lucky. We can find something that we can bring home and put on the table. But we do like to experiment with some different recipes. You know, everybody has had fried fish, and everybody loves fried fish, and I do too. But there's a lot more things you can do with fish than just throw it in a deep fryer.
Okay, so tell us some ideas that you have if you don't want to just fry it up.
Well, there's a few options. You know what? One of our favorite recipes, which is very popular, if you want to cook for a small group of people or even a large group of people, it's tough to make a lot of fish recipes because you got to cook it in small batches quite often. Let's say you're frying it. You know, people end up just munching on it while you're cooking it, and it's really supposed to be the meal. But one thing that we really like to do is make sweet and sour walleye stir fry. You can use any fish you want, but we call it walleye stir fry. We usually put walleye in it. And to do that, you fry up the fish in batches, small batches, put it off to the side, and it'll cool down a little bit, which isn't that big a deal, and make enough that you're going to, for however many people you're going to feed, if you're going to feed 6 people or 10 people, or, you know, we've done it for 20 people. And then we take a big fry pan. I got a 20-inch steel fry pan that I got at a Fleet store. They're relatively inexpensive. You see them a lot. People like to cook big breakfasts and stuff on them, you know, where you can do your eggs and hash browns and bacon all in the same pan. And take that pan, throw it over a fire, or you can even throw it over your cooker if you're using like a turkey cooker to fry the fish. And I like to fry just a little bit of bacon in it and then leave the grease in there and then throw in whatever vegetables you like, whether it's peppers, onions, broccoli, cauliflower, cut them all up, throw all that in until the vegetables are about 75% done. Then I'll throw in a bottle of sweet and sour sauce, stir all that in so you got the sweet and sour vegetables. And then when it's about done, then you stick the fish back in there, the fried fish, and you just gently stir it, fold it up, because the fish can fall apart relatively easily. So you just gently fold it in there and then take it off the heat, and it's done. And you can feed everybody all at once. And it's
nice.
An amazing. And the nice thing about it is you can put in whatever vegetables your family likes. If you don't like broccoli, don't put in broccoli. If you don't like onions, don't put in onions. So you can put in, you can tailor it to whatever your own tastes are.
Now, Scott, I imagine maybe you throw a little bit of heat in there. You ever spice that thing up? Because I would throw, you know, a couple
of red peppers
in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I've thrown, I'm big into pickled jalapenos. I
Ooh.
Really like the pickled jalapenos. And I throw that into a lot of recipes. And I'll throw that into this too. Or you can throw some fresh jalapenos in there.
You know, Scott, one of my biggest problems is when I'm cooking fish, so I grill fish, I end up losing a good chunk of it to that first flip. So I usually grill skin side down, and then the skin's supposed to go, but if I don't get the spatula just right, I end up losing some of that fish that's still maybe stuck to the skin there. Have you ever used that method where you put down sliced lemon first?
You know, that's funny. I just did that last week for the first time, and it turned out okay. One of the things I think it could have been better is the bottom side didn't cook as well as the top.
Mm.
So, you know, where the side does up against the lemons, mm-hmm. because it just didn't get as hot. It tasted good and all that, and it's certainly a way to do it. But like I said, I've only only done it the one time, so I need to experiment with that a little bit more.
Talk to us. You know, I learned a while back from listening to you guys on Gone Outdoors that I was using the wrong oil to fry my fish in.
Yeah, if you can, you really want to use a peanut oil. There's some people with peanut allergies, so then you got to watch out for that, especially if you're with a big group of people. One of them could have a peanut allergy, so you don't want to use that. If the, find out first. But peanut oil is the best for frying. Otherwise, you know, a good quality canola oil works well, too.
There, skip your vegetable oil or whatever else you're using and try a canola or a peanut oil. It'll be so much better, so much better.
Let me ask you this, Scott. So an avid fisherman, I imagine that you don't end up having an empty freezer very often. What do you think the shelf life is of properly packed fish stored in a freezer?
You know, it's quite a while. I mean, it can go a year. Possibly even more, you know, and we recommend that a lot of people don't stockpile their freezers, you know, and I know some guys will go on a couple trips a year and they'll go out somewhere and have really good fishing and bring home extra and put it in their freezer. But if you fish a lot, you know, we highly recommend that you keep enough for a meal and then eat it fresh and don't even put any in the freezer unless you want to save it for if you're going to have a family outing where you're going to have a bunch of family there, or if you want to do a cookout for your coworkers or something like that, you know, then that's okay too. But I know a lot of people back in the old days would stockpile their fish in their freezer, and then 3 years later they'd find packages of fish that they end up throwing out. So take what you can use and put the rest back.
You also, and I know it's summer, so, you know, you're not looking for a chowder recipe, but you guys also have an awesome walleye chowder recipe if you're just looking for something completely different to do with your walleye.
Yes, and it's very, very good. We actually have a couple of them on our website. If you go to breweragrioutdoors.com, we have a couple different chowder recipes there under the recipe link. One of them we've done for a long time, just a standard fish chowder, which is amazing, especially if it's a cool day. You know, that's a great recipe for fall. You know, if you're going out and doing some fall fishing and you want a nice warm meal when you come in, you know, that's perfect. Another good one for later summer is there's a corn on the cob chowder. That recipe that's in there, it's called autumn corn chowder. It's very, very good. And it's kind of interesting because you cut the corn off of the cob and then you boil the cobs and that's part of your base. And then once it cooks for a while, then you take the cobs back out and throw them away. But you get that flavor out of the cob and then you put the corn in later.
Right?
It's a very, very good recipe.
I'm real hungry right now. This is really getting a fire burning.
Okay, so go ahead.
One more recipe I want to throw out there. Something I've experimented with a little bit lately. A buddy of mine, Greg Reardon, a fellow fisherman, had posted this, and I tried it, and then I made a few changes to it, and it's very good. It's called walleye roll-ups. And we don't have the recipe on the website, so if this is something you're interested in, you might want to take note. So you take your walleye fillets, like a mid-sized walleye, 18-inch walleye, and you roll them up into a circle. It makes it look like a tire. And put them in a pan. And then, well, before you put them in a pan, I dip them in an egg wash and then dip them in breadcrumbs and then put it in the pan. And then I'll cook some wild rice and then mix in some cooked shrimp with the wild rice and put that in the middle of that walleye. Then you cook it for a while till it's done. And then take some cooked asparagus, put that over the top, and then some homemade Bernese sauce and pour that over the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. How good does
that
sound? It's
absolutely amazing.
That sounds amazing. Okay, so you're rolling up a mid-sized walleye, about a 16-inch.
Yep.
You're dipping it in an egg wash and breadcrumbs, and you're stuffing it with, really, you could stuff it with anything, but in this case, wild rice and shrimp, which sounds amazing. But you can
What my buddy was doing, he was stuffing it with stovetop stuffing.
Oh.
With shrimp, which was very good, too. I made it that way once, and that was very good, too. You know, it's all stuff that people can get locally or they probably have at home. The Bernese sauce is super easy to make. I don't have the recipe written down, but you can just Google Bernese sauce or Bernese sauce, and it's super easy. And then pour that over the top, and it's
yum.
To die for.
Okay, so where are we finding the fish this weekend?
Hopefully on Big Pine Lake. I'm actually
sitting
in my boat out on Big Pine Lake right now.
Oh, nice. I'm
looking for some fish. We have a tournament. FM Wallace has a tournament out here on Sunday. So we're doing what we call pre-fishing, if pre-fishing is actually a thing. You're either fishing or you're not fishing, but we are pre-fishing for the tournament.
I see. Trying to find where the big ones are at.
Exactly.
Getting to know the lake a little bit. What's coming up on your show tomorrow?
So we're going to chat with Lee Nolan. Lee is he's kind of a Lake Winnipeg guru, and we can't go up to Lake Winnipeg right now. Nobody can because of the border closing. But once that border opens, and possibly even next year, our listeners might want to think about making an open water trip up there. There's been thousands of people that went up there, that go up there every winter, and it's amazing fishing, but the open water bite is really starting to take off. It's kind of a breakout year for the open water fishing up there, and they are catching loads. I mean, Lee said that a lot of guys are getting anywhere from 100 to 200 fish a day. He actually had one day here 2 weeks ago where him and two other guys caught 500 walleyes in one day, and they had a lot of big ones in there, so it's just going to blow up here as far as anglers going up there and experimenting and learning that body of water in the summertime. So it's going to be a lot of fun chatting with Lee. We're chatting with Brad Miskevich, who's one of the local high school angling coaches, and we're going to talk a little bit about getting kids into fishing. And Susie Kenner of Devil's Lake Tourism is going to chat about a tournament they're going to have, or a contest, fishing contest they're going to have on June 29th with a lot of really cool prizes, really cool different categories like biggest fish and like best dressed angler is one of the categories, and it should be a lot of fun.
Sounds good. We'll be listening. Gone Outdoors Brewer Agri tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., set your clocks. Every week you can hear them here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Thanks, Scott Brewer. We appreciate your time.
Yes, you guys, when you get home, if you have any fish in the freezer, thaw it out. Otherwise, stop at Hornbarker's and buy some and try some of these recipes. You can go to, like I said, you can go to breweragrioutdoors.com. We have a half a dozen recipes on there. And if you want more recipes, send us an email. I got probably another dozen recipes at home that we haven't put on the website, so we can give you some more ideas. If any of your listeners want to, they can reach out to us anytime.
And I have those recipes you talked about. I'll put them at kfgo.com as well, and I'll put a link to your website so you can find it there. And this will be podcast at kfgo.com as well. So, sorry, JJ, did you
want to say, Scott, if you ever need someone to taste test the recipes too, I think Amy and I would gladly volunteer.
Oh, I might take you up on that.
We'd be happy to do that for you anytime. Thanks, Scott Brewer. We appreciate it.
You guys have a great afternoon.
Speaking of buying fish, in case you need some, as Scott said, maybe you're not out fishing yourself, I bet you could stop by Prime Cut Meats and they'd hook you up with something good. Your locally owned meat market at 2434 South University Drive in Fargo. Let's hear about their specials.